Good morning. Let's do this again. Good morning. Got kind of a test question for you. Last Wednesday, Father Pins gave a homily, and he really took me back because he opened his homily by saying there were so many days left this year till Christmas. Does anybody remember how many days he said? What was it? Do you remember?
I think
100 and something?
135.
Well, just remember it's 7 days later, so there's seven less days till Christmas, okay? Okay, we're going to get this out of the way. Who has the gifts? Who has the gifts? Please never forget that. I want to start out by teaching you a very important new phrase. And I'm hoping that you will help me with this. And all you have to do is repeat what I say. Okay? Help me. I need your help. I am all in for Jesus. I am all in for Jesus. I hope you believe that. This morning, our first reading, which most of us, I think, if we are honest, we sometimes don't pay attention much to. I know the gospel is a lot easier to listen to sometimes. Does anybody know who was talking in the first reading? It was letters from Paul to who? Anybody remember? Timothy. Now I'm going to ask you another question. Now, we have this wonderful feast day to honor two wonderful saints. That's why we're wearing red today, that went to Korea and gave their entire lives in dedication to being all in for Jesus. Today, I would like to talk to you. How many of you know much about St. Timothy? Since it's the first reading today. Be honest, it's okay if you don't. I'm a little surprised if you don't. And we're going to have to work on that. And that's why I'm here today.
One of the saints that went to Korea?
Nope. Timothy hung out with St. Paul.
Oh.
We're going to talk about him a little bit. Because of my aging brain, I had to write down a few things that I think are important. Does anyone else have any idea who Timothy is? He got persecuted a lot. As a matter of fact, when they finally got tired of him, he was 80 years old and they stoned him to death for defending the faith. But you should all love Timothy. And as some of you grow older and you get closer to the sacrament of confirmation, your church is going to ask you to think about a saint in your life that you would like to be called when you're confirmed. Little secret, think about Saint Timothy. Saint Timothy, why you should think about him is because he is known for being so deep in his faith at such a young age. His father was a Greek, but he didn't have much of a faith life. His mother was a Jewish Christian, and along with Timothy's grandmother, was very responsible in teaching Timothy at a younger age all about Jesus. They did such a great job that by the time he was near 16, St. Paul ran across him in Ephesus and was so enthralled and in touch with the heart that Timothy had, he invited him to go along on a couple of his missions to help spread God's church. Later on, as he grew older, when he became 21, St. Paul ordained him a priest, and he was assigned to Ephesus, where he remained there until, like I told you, at 80, they decided they didn't like him much in that area, and they decided, for what he was saying, they decided to stone him. Just like the two saints in Korea who gave up their lives for Christ too. So again, the theme of this homily today is, I am all in for Jesus. Okay, here are some of the things that Timothy taught us during his life. Number one, he first said that we should always put as much as we can, all of our efforts, all of our godliness, and all of our good works, and dedicate them to our Lord. He also said, don't ever be afraid to teach the story of Jesus. So what did he say? Don't be afraid, right? And the third thing he said is that we should all learn in our lives to pray day and night unceasingly. What does unceasingly mean? Do you know? Anybody here know what unceasingly is? Tell me what that would mean. Without stopping, that we should be, whenever we get the chance, be thinking about our Lord Jesus and talk to him. How many of you do that already? Be honest. I try to. This crazy world and this culture can take us away from that a lot. But we should all take what St. Timothy said about those three things to do. Don't be afraid to teach, right? Always use your gifts to spread God's word and be a image and likeness of Christ, right? And to pray unceasingly. I'm going to ask maybe a couple of you to respond. How do you think at your age you can become like St. Timothy? How can you do or take some of those three things here at school? Maybe being with your teachers, maybe being with your friends, maybe going home at night. What do you say? What can you do to be like St. Timothy? Can you get up and say a little louder? Pray before you go to bed. What else can you do? Tell everybody about Jesus? Yes. Anyone else? That's right. I want to go to, where are my 7th and 8th graders? They always are so vocal at Mass. How can 7th and 8th graders at your age emulate and be more like Timothy? Think about it in your lives. Anybody got any ideas? I'll be quiet for a minute. 7th and 8th graders, they don't like to talk much unless they're with their friends. What do you think?
Pray every time.
Pray every time. Okay. I would like to share this favorite scripture of mine, of St. Timothy. And I think after you hear this particular scripture, in all the 27 years of youth ministry, it is the one scripture that always reminds me the most about Timothy. Listen to these words, my dear young people. It goes like this. This is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. You should memorize this. Don't let anyone ever look down on you because you are young. But be an example for all the believers of the world, especially in your speech, your conduct, in your love for others, and learning your faith, and especially your purity. It doesn't get any better than that. Our Lord Jesus loved all of you and was always inviting you all to sit by him in all the scriptures we ever hear. But here is Timothy being the most excellent example as a teenager and for the rest of his life, emulating God and doing what? Always being all in for Jesus. Okay? So as you get closer, seventh and eighth graders, to your high school confirmation, some of you guys might want to think about picking Timothy as your patron saint to be with you and pray for you for the rest of your lives. You couldn't ask for a better example. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity for us to be here today. Thank you for sharing these young people's gifts with all of us. And always thank Saint Timothy for being all in for his Lord Jesus. God bless you.